have a third shift on Sunday night, at which time normal operations will resume. All skilled trades and material department employees who have been scheduled to work on Saturday are asked to report if at all possible. Okay, it's 5 o'clock, 93 WBEN, Buffalo.
This is WBEN Radio News. I'm Lou Douglas. A blizzard paralyzes western New York. Motorists are stranded and traffic grinds to a halt. And the Senate begins debate on natural gas emergency legislation. These and other top stories of the hour on WBEN Radio News. Most of the Buffalo area is paralyzed after blizzard conditions whipped through the area shortly before noon today. Strong winds are continuing to whip up blizzard conditions, and blowing and drifting snow has produced numerous whiteouts. Traffic has ground to a halt. Numerous traffic accidents are reported all over western New York, and hundreds of motorists have abandoned their automobiles to search for emergency shelter. Grand Island at this time continues to be marooned, with both the north and south bridges closed down. Motorists at this time are stranded on the bridges in their cars. Also, the New York State Thruway has been shut down from Syracuse to the Pennsylvania state line, as well as the entire Niagara section of the New York State Thruway. Fire halls and police stations throughout the area are offering refuge to stranded motorists, and authorities are urging residents to open up their doors to helpless travelers. Numerous suburban areas around Buffalo have declared snow emergencies. The heavy snowfall appears to be over as far as the storm is concerned right now, but the Buffalo meteorologist George Parrish says the problems resulting from it will continue.
Well, it's not even snowing now. There's no snow falling from the sky. It's all blowing, all snow that fell and blowing around. The problem is the high winds.
How high are the winds?
Well, we've had gusts to 65 miles an hour at Buffalo Airport. Niagara Falls has had gusts to 75 miles an hour. Expecting them to abate sometime after midnight, but they will remain strong through the weekend.
The official Buffalo temperature has edged below zero and will remain near that mark through Sunday. Efforts to clear the snow-clogged streets of Buffalo have virtually ground to a halt. The streets commissioner, James Lindner, reports the situation as serious.
But we're at a standstill. We've got a monumental traffic jam throughout the city. Ostensibly, all the merchants downtown and all the business managers allowed their people to go home at the same time, it appears. We've got people in the street, but they're not really accomplishing what we'd like them to do. Right now, we have the Department of Transportation in the garage servicing their equipment. My second trick is in the garage servicing their equipment. And we're not going out to lift subsides, because at least until the traffic's down, because we can't do anything.
Mr. Lindner says the National Guard is still scheduled to begin assisting the state and city plowing crews on Monday. Attempts to airlift the first National Guard equipment into Buffalo today failed when the weather forced the plane to divert from Niagara Falls to Schenectady. All around Buffalo, workers have been stranded in their places of business because of the storm. One stranded worker at the Thruway Plaza in the town of Cheektowaga, Bert Wagner, tells WBEN Radio News.
The Thruway Plaza is snowed right in. We cannot get up on Broadway, or we can't get over to Walden, can't get to Harlem. So there's going to be a lot of people staying here, at least until the storm lets up a little bit. So if anyone is worried about their people or that work out this way, they should know they're here at the plaza.
Stranded worker Bert Wagner. Among those marooned by the storm was WBEN reporter Marty Gleason, who telephoned from the Cheektowaga Highway garage on Union Road. Marty talked to another person marooned there, Isabel Bodner of Williamsville, an employee of American Standard.
I left the office at 12:45, and I've been here since 3 o'clock. And I want to express my appreciation to the superintendent of the highway department, who sent the men out to the car to guide us back here. They're serving us coffee, and it's just wonderful.
What kind of storm has this been for you?
It's the worst that I can remember. I was never stranded before in my life.
Isabel Bodner of Williamsville. Meanwhile, at the Greater Buffalo International Airport, no flights are coming in or out at this hour since visibility is near zero. And this just in, the New York State Thruway has now been closed from Amsterdam, 30 miles west of Albany, to the Pennsylvania state line. The Thruway Authority says that blowing and drifting snow has forced the closing of the superhighway. Now a 323-mile stretch of the Thruway is closed down. The Niagara Mohawk Power Corporation reports that 5,000 customers over a wide area of the Niagara Frontier in Genesee County are now without power. All crews are out and attempting to get to the problem areas. The utility asks that only customers without electric service call. All other calls should be held off until the first of the week. New York telephone company officials are urging area residents to avoid using the telephone for social calls. Spokesman James Rhodes said that the phones should be used for emergencies only until the storm abates. New York State Electric and Gas in Lockport is appealing to all commercial and public customers in Erie, Niagara County, and Orleans County to further curtail the use of natural gas. New York State Electric and Gas has requested that natural gas consumption be reduced to a minimum of 50%. The latest problem developed after the Brooklyn Union Gas Company canceled a contract for gas they planned on supplying to New York State Electric and Gas. Brooklyn Union claims they now need the fuel for their own purposes. WBEN News Time, 6 minutes past 5 o'clock.